Gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 We give you the highest praise, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I like calling y'all who y'all are, you know. And even if you don't know it, or even if some of you don't receive it, it's still the word of God, and that's what what's gonna go. Even if you don't operate in it, even if you know it and don't operate in it, that don't alter the word of God. The Bible say, boy, in the book of Psalms, it say, God standing in the congregation of the mighty. You know what else it say in that chapter? It say, and how long will he judge among us? And give us our righteous judgment. You know what I mean? So you living and dying like mere men and mere women, but all the time you are little gods. Another place in the Bible saying, you shall reign on the earth forever. That's in Revelation chapter 5. It says, because of God's love for us and everything that he did for us through his son, Jesus Christ, we have been made unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth forever. Another place in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, who said? The Pope? No. And God said, who said? The bishop, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Peter, James, John. Who said, and God said, let's make mankind just like us. And don't we say all the time, he's a mighty God? And he said, let's make mankind just like us. So if he's a mighty God, and we just like him, then another place in the Bible, at the end, when it's all said and done, this the destination. Revelation chapter 21. Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. The fullness of the kingdom of heaven coming down to the earth. Hallelujah. And at the dwelling place, and they shall reign on the earth forever. And the dwelling place of the Most High God was with the sons of man. We was living, when it's all said and done, we're going to be living in heaven on earth forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Not the heaven where he at. That's his territory, the race he gave to us. To do what? To rule and reign in as kings and queens for forever and ever and ever. And the earth is a colony of heaven. Same thing that's going on in heaven, going on in all our lives here on earth. The same thing that's going on in God's life in heaven is the same thing that's going on in our lives here on earth. Forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what Revelation chapter 21 say. That's after the devil and the false prophet and the Antichrist and all of them cast into the lake of fire. Glory to God. And it's all done. That's the end. That's the destination. What's the destination? In the end of the Bible, it tells you the final destination. At the beginning of the Bible, it tells you the destination. And God said, watch what. Who and God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness. And let them have dominion. That's kingship. That's rulership. That's authority. That's power. That's control. That's influence. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Where they come from, the earth? Over the birds of the air, they come from the earth. Over the cattle, everything that creepeth up on the earth. Over all the earth. So God created. That's past tense. That's done. When he said it, it's done. Now, if it take a trillion years for it to manifest itself in its fullness, that ain't got nothing to do with God because he don't live in time. That's why, boy, one of these days we got to get the really teach on that. I planted some seed, but boy, we got to really learn about understanding the times and the seasons so that we might know how to live. So we might know what we ought to do. To understand, you know, what God is really all about, what you all about, the message of the Bible. What purpose are there? So that you might get to that destination. With that destination, God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over all the earth. So he created them in his image. Male and female created he them. And then the Bible say this, and God blessed them. Who said that? God said that. What do you say? And God blessed them. So let me tell you something right there. Ain't no devil in hell can curse you. You might have been under the curse of the law way back during Moses' days and all the way back to the fall of Adam. But baby, you ain't even under that no more, man. But you can't be cursed. You blessed the God. God blessed you. And what God blessed ain't a devil in hell can curse. No man, no woman, no nothing else. You can, boy, allow, boy, that deception man to influence and motivate and take place in your life. But when you come to the knowledge of the truth, hello. Glory to God. What's the knowledge of the truth? Then you blessed the God. You really are a mighty man and a mighty woman. You really are more than just a Christian, more than just a member of a church, more than all of those religious ties that we fall up under, man, but you are the children of the Most High God, created in his image and his likeness. Hey, we living far below our rights and privileges, but that don't mean, man, you know, that's not our rights and privileges. You know what the Bible say? My people are being destroyed because they don't know that. They're being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Quality knowledge. Do you know that we are the sum total of the choices and decisions that we make every day? Do you know that we have the power and the responsibility to determine our future and our destiny? That's in our hands. I'm going to say this again, too. Do you know that we are the sum total of the choices and decisions that we make every day? So sometimes we don't like where we are in our life. We might need to check out our decisions and what we're doing and what we say and how we act every day and change that. Because at the end of the day, what we are is the sum total of that. However, in order to make the, the right choices and the right decisions that are going to lead us to our God-given destiny, that depends on the quality of the knowledge that you have. I didn't say the knowledge that you have. I say the quality of that knowledge. Hallelujah. That's why we on this radio broadcast. We ain't just on here. And this is for whatever season we on here, boy, that's God doing. Don't do nothing outside of him. When it comes down to the ministry of his word and ministering to his people and exalting his people, see, that's my gift. That's my call. What? Hey, I just called to exalt God's people. How hard is it? By sharing with them, boy, I'm talking about, boy, the word of the Lord. And I'm talking about a specific word of the Lord. The whole Bible is the word of the Lord, but I'm talking about, boy, a treasure that's hid in the field. What treasure is that, Arthur? You a mighty man. You a mighty woman of the Most High God. Me too. And we living far below our rights and privileges. Instead of us reigning, ruling, and reigning in life, like God said, man, life is ruling and reigning over us. How come, Arthur? Because of a lack of knowledge. Because you don't have no faith in that. That God said, I give you power over all the powers of your enemies. Who say that? That's what your father say. That's what God say. Let me tell you something about when he speak. When he speak, hey, he can't answer the word that gone forth out of his mouth. Maybe, and it ain't going to be turned unto him void. That's why I say, whether you walk in or not, you know, that don't answer the word of God. Many of God people who were saved, man, they died in the wilderness. They never did enter the promised land. Even Moses. Moses never entered into that place where I'm talking about now. He got the people saved. There's a lot of saved people, but they ain't in the kingdom. They ain't in the inheritance. What is it, Arthur? They just like Moses and all the children of Israel that were saved from Egypt. They just wandered around in the wilderness. They saved, but they ain't converted. They still got Egypt mentality. They still got world mentality. They saved, but they're not converted. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. A lack of quality knowledge. What's the quality knowledge compared to any other knowledge? What the king say? Eating from the king's table. Not just the servant's table. Not just what we say, but boy, when you can hear, boy, what God say to you about what we say. That's eating from the king's table. That's one of the main purposes and responsibilities of the Holy Spirit, boy, to give you revelation to what I say, to speak to your heart about what you hear on this radio broadcast. I can tell you, man, I ain't just out here. God put me on here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord pray with Arthur. He said this, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. What did he say? This is what he said. And this gospel of the kingdom. Who said that? That's what God said. What? And this gospel of the, and this gospel. What gospel? There's a lot of gospel out there, but this gospel, what gospel? This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. Hey, listen, ain't no event gonna cause the end to come. Ain't no hurricane, tornadoes, tsunamis, or pandemics, or none of that. You know, you hear all these things, man, and then preachers get to preaching, man. You know, hey, God is coming, man. Yeah, God been coming, man, from the very beginning. He said it, be coming. He ain't coming. He be coming. In fact, he ain't already came. We be coming. Glory to God. He's not already spoke that. He said that. Hallelujah. Ain't no he ain't coming. That ain't the end. Ain't no event going to bring the end. The Bible tells us right there, no man know the day or the hour, but we know when the end going to come. When? Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Hey, this gospel of the kingdom. Who said that? That was Jesus said. Sweet Jesus, that's the word of the Most High God. That's God himself. In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was God. And in him was life, eternal life. And what he said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. See, in the Western world where you and I live over here, especially, you know, in the United States and this over here, that message is not popular. See, maybe you know here, that's like a little leaven that God has put in a bushel of meal. What's the meal? That's all God people out there in the wilderness, wandering around in the wilderness. And what this message is, this gospel of the kingdom is, it's a little leaven that you put into all their lives out there, all those under the sound of my voice. And let me tell you something, boy, it affects the whole bushel of meal. Till the whole bushel of meal becomes leaven. The bushel of meal don't affect the leaven. The leaven affects the bushel of meal. That's what the gospel of the kingdom of God is like. Like the Bible said, woman who took a little bit of leaven and put it in the bushel of meal. Amen. It made the whole dough rise. But that ought to be what the king say. And what the king say, because in that passage of scripture, they had asked Jesus a question. That's in Matthew chapter 24. In verse 2 and 3, they say, hey, listen, they asked Jesus a question. Lord, when the end going to come? And he say, listen, there'll be perilous times, there'll be war and rumors of war, there'll be pestilence and pandemics and all kind of things, you know, nation against nation, people against all kind of things. Then he said this, but the end is not yet. In the Western world, man, we preach, boy, the end is, like I told you, it's always been that. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he's steady progressing. Toward what? Toward the fulfillment of his word. What his word says? Let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion, kingship over this territory called earth. Not over people, but over every circumstance, every situation, and every symptom that confronts their life. But they don't blame man, they downfall or whatever on nobody else. Like I told you, you are some total of the choice and decision that you make. He allowed men, people, and other things, man, and circumstances, situations, man, even concerning other people, to dictate to you, then, man, listen, that's on you, really. But God said, I give you power over all the powers of your enemy. Instead of it dictating to you and calling you, man, to be the sum total of who you are, then you flip the script and start dictating to it. What he gave us, he gave us authority and power and kingship, man, in the earth and over the earth. Well, that's every circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, in your life. Not over people. If you allow people to rule and reign in your life, man, then you'll be subjected to them. Well, no, hey, man, you are created in the image and likeness of God. The only one you're subjected to is God. How you subject yourself to God? By subjecting yourself to his word. If you say you're a mighty man and a mighty woman of God, then subject yourself to that. If he say, boy, by the stripes of Jesus you heal, then you bring yourself under subjection to that. If he say, boy, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, you bring yourself under subjection to that. If he say, I heal a brokenhearted man and set the captives free and open blind eyes and unstop deaf ears and proclaim to every man and every woman that, boy, I'm talking about all of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. And it's here, and it's for you, and all you got to do is come to the knowledge of it and come on in, then you bring yourself under subjection to that. Well, that's the gospel of the kingdom. Glory to God. That's gone past the religion. That's gone past Christianity. That's gone past Mormonism, Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, Mormons, Christians. They're gone way past all that. All the way, man, into the presence of the Most High God. Well, you, like I say, well, you can eat from the king's table. Well, you can come back, man, you don't put your faith in the wisdom of a man. That don't mean, you, like I say, man, God has set it up, and man, we give honor to whom honor is due. Well, baby, we're going to tell you something. All this and us and this radio broadcast, that's a means, too, to an end. What's the end? God don't just want you to hear, man, from him through us. He wanted our responsibility to let you know that you too are a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. That you too can go behind the veil, man, into the presence of the Most High God. That you too can then listen, man, lay hands on the sick, man, and the sick recover. Man, what you mean? I'm not just not talking about physical sickness. We'd be preoccupied with the mean, man. I'm talking about when you get somebody that's sick in their souls and their heart and their mind and tormented and depressed and oppressed, man. And, man, when you can cheer them up, man, you know, hallelujah. When you can build them up, when you can strengthen them, when you can help them, man, come out of that depression, man. And listen, boy, hey, the anointing of God is upon our life for that kind of living, displaying that kind of love. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, when this message, what, that you are the sons of the Most High God, that you are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, that all of the kingdom of heaven, man, is at your disposal, that you are the righteousness of God created in Christ Jesus, that he said, boy, he chose you before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame. That's what he said. What's that other? That's the gospel of the kingdom. You know what else he said? Hey, listen, everything that you lost, all that, you know, the knowledge of who you are, where you come from, why you here, what all you can do, and where you're going to end up at, you know, the knowledge of death, mankind's age, your question, all that's been restored back to you, and you can come to the knowledge of it, man. He said this. He said, listen, man, his will is that you be filled with the knowledge of his will for your life. Many are the plans in our heart, but his desire that we be filled with the knowledge of his will for our life and his purpose for our life. Why? Because it far succeeds, or it far above anything that we could even ask, think, or imagine. That's sort of what we could accomplish. I said, oh, the boy, that's the gospel of the kingdom. And I told you, in the Western world, man, you know, that message has been hid in the graveyard of religion. That's why on this radio broadcast, we ain't really have been on here 4 or 5 years. I don't know, man. Listen, we ain't been talking about but one thing. You know what the purpose for that one thing that we've been talking about is, man, is the subject matter of everything. Every radio broadcast that I've been on since I've been on here. You know, every radio broadcast, the subject matter is the rediscovering of the kingdom of God. The rediscovering. To rediscover something means once you had it, well, you lost it. Now you got to be rediscovered, recovered. Well, man, you know, the message of the Bible. Rediscovering, man, the message of the Bible. Rediscovering, man, the kingdom of God. That's the message of the Bible. That's a message that's hid in the graveyard of religion. That's the message that Jesus was talking about. It's like a treasure that's hid in a field. The whole Bible, the whole Word of God is like a field. But in this field, in this Word of God, there's a treasure that's in it. Then the whole word is good. You can preach that. And I can tell you that'll get you out of Egypt. That'll get you into the wilderness. But that won't get you into your inheritance. It's that other word, what that treasure that's hid in the field. The many messages, man, is the message that we get from the field. That's, you know, other parts of the Word of God. How God dealt with people in different times and different seasons and different dispensations and different periods in his history. And we preach from there. But there's a message, boy, in this season, in this time that you and I live in, that the church is there to preach from. What message is that, boy? That's the message of the season that you're in, boy. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God and the authority and the identity and the purpose and the potential and the destination, man, that you and I were blinded to and didn't have an ear to hear. And didn't have knowledge of it, man, that all that, boy, is restored back to you and I. that's your inheritance, that thing that you are heir of, is back within your reach. Put that on the where it's near. Let me tell you something. When Moses delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they came into the wilderness and everything else, they were saved. And you know where they got to? They got all the way to the borders of the Jordan River. And right across the Jordan River was the Promised Land. They were right at the borders of it. In fact, they sent some spies over into it, across the Jordan River, over the 12 spies. You know, they went over into it. That's how close they were to it. They went over into it and came back, man, with some came back with a negative report, two came back with a great report. When 10 come back with a negative report, man, they were preaching about the giants in the land. The two that came back with a positive report, they said we'd be more than able to go in and possess the land. Can't nothing about no giant. Well, listen, we got something with on the inside of us and with us, man, that's greater than any giant that I saw over there. Yeah, I saw some giants over there. And yeah, I saw some problems over there. And yeah, I saw that the church gonna be walking in religion and human government and all that seemed to be giants in their lives and all their circumstances and situations and symptoms that try to oppose itself against them coming to the knowledge of the truth. I see all them giants in their lives, the sicknesses, the shortcomings, the lack of means. I see all them giants in the land. I see the way their lives are. And they be like grasshoppers that they can't see no way out. But man, we'd be more than able to go in and possess the land. If he saved us from a devil's hell, then man, we'd be more than able to go in and tread upon every scorpion and serpent and the young adder and the whole adder and everything. We'd be more, if he'd be with us. And he is, man. He just delivered us out of Egypt and destroyed, man, Pharaoh and his army, the old place, for messing with us. Are you talking about the problem that we face in life? No, we'd be more than able, man, to rise above all of that. What is that, boy? That's in the Promised Land, though. You got to go on the cross. You got to come on the cross. You got to come on into that. What's that? That's got to come on into the kingdom. Oh, I say, boy, this message has been hidden in the graveyard of religion. Man, let me tell you something, man. Look, man, preach, man, what I'm telling you on this radio broadcast. I tell you, I'm getting kind of bold in my older age here. You know, man, most preachers don't preach the kingdom of God. They preach what Moses preached, man, to them people out in the wilderness. He preached that. And listen, that gave him hope for tomorrow. Everything gonna be all right when we all get to heaven. No, everything all right now. You just don't know. You don't know that you're trying to get to a place, man, where God done brought to us. We're trying to get to heaven, man, when all the time, man, God, through Jesus Christ, done brought heaven, watch this here, not to us, back to us. That's what religion does, prepare you to go to heaven. The gospel of the kingdom, man, you know, teaches you, man, how to live in heaven on earth. The heaven that Jesus Christ came to bring back to the earth. Where was Jesus' message? Repent. Right. Change your whole way of thinking. See, that was hard, man. You know, when you've been brought up and trained and conditioned one way, man, and in religion and everything else, it ain't all that easy, man, to throw away what you've been believing for 50 years. That's what repent means. I mean, listen, man, you know, if you're willing to change your way of thinking to a higher way of thinking, repent means to change your way of thinking. Repent means top. That means come back to the top way of thinking. Come back to thinking, man, the thoughts of God. Thinking like God thinks. Having the mind of God, the mind of Christ. Having that mind. That thought life. That belief system. That what? The mind of Christ, the word of God. To believe. Why, Arthur? Because all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world, that God started you off in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and you lost it in Genesis chapter 3, I come to bring that kingdom, that atmosphere, that environment back to you. all of the kingdom of heaven, your inheritance that belongs to you, that you lost in Adam, I'm going to bring that world back to you. I ain't going to take you up to that world. I'm going to bring that world, boy, that God established on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. I'm going to bring that world back to you. Back to you. So that you can get back in your original place, what? Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God with dominion and authority and power and control and influence over all the circumstances, situations, and symptoms in our lives. And as we come to the knowledge of that, man, then, you know, that's why I say rediscovering the kingdom. Knowing that, boy, what's really available to us, what's been restored back to us. See, the majority of the church in the Western world, we know what we've been redeemed from. We've been redeemed from a devil's hell. In other words, we know we've been saved. You know, we know all about that gift, that gospel. But you don't know what you've been restored to. You've been more than just saved. Saved is just the beginning. Saved is like a little bitty baby being born, man, into the world. That's saved. That ain't the end. That's just the beginning. Now you got to grow up in your salvation and learn how to walk and talk and the live, man, just like a little bitty baby do. Well, you got to grow up and learn how to live in this everlasting life. That's a whole different kind of life. That's why Jesus say repent. It's a whole different way of living. Listen, living in the wilderness and living in the kingdom, man, is two different lifestyles. And listen, they're living in the kingdom. That don't mean that you don't face no adversities. Man, they faced all kind of adversities, man. And when David was a king, he faced all kind of adversities. But listen here, every battle that David fought, he won. Never lost a battle. And the only king of Israel that did that. He never lost no battle. I tell boy, that was peace in his kingdom. And that's when he built the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, city of peace. Shalom, peace, Jerusalem, city. What's that? The city of peace. What? No more, it's finished. What? Boy, it's on earth like it is in heaven. That's the only king that reigned during his reign. Men went from fighting battles and giants and everything else to ruling and reigning over the whole kingdom. Well, there was no more enemies to rout. Won every battle that he fought. Well, God, I want you to know. It don't matter, man, what come against you. Ain't no weapon formed against you gonna prosper. No matter what giants you might face, man, in your life, or obstacle that's in your way, or thing that may have stopped you, man, in time gone by, then that's the end of that today. Hallelujah. God sent his word, and his word healed us. His word is what saved us. His word is what delivered us. His word. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I just come on here, man, you know, and boy, say, Holy Ghost, have your way. And baby, let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost and the anointed word. The anointed word is meant to remove burdens and destroy yokes. Right. Them burdens and them yokes that in your life that are keeping you from the knowledge of people or who you are and what you can do, man. Hey, boy, I told you, man, you come to the knowledge of that. And sometimes faith comes by hearing. That's why I've been on this radio broadcast. I've been saying pretty much the same thing over and over and over and over, probably in different ways. But the same thing, all of the kingdom of heaven, man, is your inheritance. And you can come on back into it. Why? Because God didn't have no problem getting it to us. But what he's doing in the earth today is trying to get us back to it. All of the kingdom of heaven is here. The Garden of Eden is right here. The presence of the Lord is right here. The free gift of salvation is right here. All the righteousness that you could ever get and be, man, is right here. Holiness is right here. Abundant life is right here. All of the kingdom of heaven, all of its lifestyle, all of the culture, is making everything it consists of, man, is right here. And it's our inheritance. That belongs to us. And let me tell you something about the inheritance that's yours. You ain't got to be in limitation. That's in effect now. And inheritance don't take effect until the testator dies. Boy, Jesus Christ came in and died 2,000 years ago. That means that, boy, the new will is in full effect. What's the new will? Not only, boy, did he come to save us, man, from our sin, but he come to restore back to us, boy, our rightful place. What's that? I told you, I read it to you, I quoted to you in Revelation then, you know, when it first came on there. What's our rightful place? You're a mighty man. You're a mighty woman of the Most High God. That means you got might and power and authority and control and influence over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life. First thing you got to do is come to the knowledge of that. And then as you come to the knowledge of all these things that you are, then you got to grow up in it. Then you got to start walking and talking and living in it. Hallelujah. You got to grow up into that. You got to come to the knowledge of that and find out who you are, man, in Christ Jesus, and grow in the knowledge of that. You got to continue in the Word. You got to continue hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Why? Because that's how faith comes. And then you start hearing and hearing and hearing, then you start, man, not only getting faith, but now it's time to release that faith. How you release that faith? Then you start saying, hey, I'm a mighty man. I'm a mighty woman under the Most High God. I'm healed by His stripes. My God supply all my needs. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. I'm the head, not the tail. My family is blessed, hallelujah, because God blessed us. Hallelujah. My home is blessed. My marriage is blessed. My wife is blessed. My husband is blessed. My children is blessed. My business is blessed. Man, my life is blessed. Start speaking the blessings, man, not only over our life, but over one another's life, too. Even if it ain't that way. Bible say it this way, boy. In the kingdom of God, boy, in the new way of living, man, you call those things, we who have the God kind of faith, we call those things that be not as though they were. What you mean, man? We start calling, man. Hallelujah. That's how you flip the script. Instead of saying what is, we start calling for what we want. We start saying, man, what our heart desire is. We start declaring and declaring that. We start speaking that. Glory to God. And what you're doing, Arthur, boy, you're sowing, you're operating a law in the kingdom, man. You're sowing the seeds of the Word of God into your life. And as you continue to sow the seed of the Word of God and continue to water it and continue in it, continue to meditate in it, stay on course toward that destination, well, the first thing going to pop up is a little bitty blade. Then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest time. If your field is a field of corn, or whatever your field might, whatever your seed might be, peace, joy, happiness, fulfillment of life, salvation, whatever your heart desires, the life up there is in the Word of God. And when you take that Word and start speaking it, boy, the gospel of the kingdom. And boy, you start planting that seed into your heart, into your life. The Bible says, don't get weary if you don't see instant results. God not marked. Whatsoever man sow, that's what he's going to reap. I told you, you're the sum total of the choices and decisions that we make every day. And the words that come out of our mouths. And see, boy, people ain't been hearing that and hearing that and hearing that, well, the gospel of the kingdom. Because watch this here, boy, you hear this and hear that and hear that, and that get past your intellect and get down into your spirit, man, then you know, you're going to want to hear it again. See this, and the devil ain't got boy. He got one motive operandi. What's that, boy? He terrified of this message. He don't care nothing about all the other messages. Michael, he can't stop that because, man, through those messages, he's an established man and the children, man, of God, man, wandering around in the wilderness, as long as they don't ever get to the inheritance. But, boy, when they start hearing about the inheritance, and what belongs to them and what they already have. You don't want you to hear that. Let me tell you something. If somebody left you $1 million, boy, and it was real, then a devil in hell to stop you from pursuing your inheritance. You'd be doing everything that it takes, man, to acquire that. Because it's yours. You wouldn't say, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, all right. And just leave that alone and go without. No, man, you'd be going after it. That's why the devil don't ever want you to hear about the gospel of the kingdom. Because once that get on the, once that get past your intellect down in your spirit, you realize that you are heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus, and you have an inheritance, and your inheritance is all of the kingdom of heaven. What, man? I ain't talking about no $1 million. I ain't talking about no $1 billion. I ain't talking about no $1 trillion. I ain't talking about all the money in the world. I'm talking about your inheritance at the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. The streets ain't paved with gold. The everlasting life there, man. Peace that passes all understanding. Man, eternal life, fulfillment of life. Life in the absolute sense. Life the way God lives and life the way God intended for to us to live. When you realize that that's your inheritance, man, you go after that. That's why the devil don't want you to know about your inheritance. He don't want you to know about what's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. He don't want you to hear about it. He don't want you to come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. But the devil is a lie. The Bible says, boy, the whole earth shall be filled with the glory of God. And even though it's a little bit of mustard seed, hallelujah, that's planted in the Western world, through a little bit of ministry like this right here, seemingly nobody, but baby, it's the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living, seed of the word of the Most High God. And it ain't going to be turning to him, boy. You know what else he say? He say, my sheep, hear my voice. I'm going to say that one more time. He saying, my sheep, hear my voice. They ain't just hearing what you say, Arthur. They hear what I'm saying to them about what you say. If you hear on this radio broadcast, man, listen, you ain't just here by accident, man. That God, man, made it possible for you to come into his presence or to invade your presence with his presence and let you know, boy, that's his greatest desire. But that boy, he won't reveal to you, man, what he meant when he said God blessed him. So that you can come on out of despair and come on out of the curse and come on from under the curse. You know the Bible say, man, Christ Jesus, man, has redeemed us from the what? From the curse of the law. For the law, in Romans chapter 8, said this here, for the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Watch this. For what the law could not do, through the weakness, through our weakness and through our inability and through our falling prey to it and the happiness in our life, the circumstances, man, what the law could not do through the weakness of the flesh, God sent his son, made in the likeness, made just like us, man, took upon himself flesh and through and condemned sin. What he did, he condemned sin. He didn't condemn us. He condemned sin. The word condemn means to declare not suitable for use. So we condemn one another. And sometimes we use the word to condemn one another. But man, he said, listen, boy, hallelujah. He condemned sin. Condemn me to declare not suitable for use. He declared sin in your life not suitable for use to stop God's purpose, man, and will and desire for your life from being accomplished. What he did, man, he condemned sin. I say it again, he who knew no sin, God made him to be sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do through the weakness of the flesh, God sent forth his son, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, yet without sin, and condemned sin. Know what it said before that? It said, it says, you know, I quote, therefore now no condemnation. That's in 2 Corinthians. Right. He says, in Romans chapter 8, he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. He condemned what? Sin. He said, I didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but I came that the world might be saved. What did he condemn? He condemned sin. He declared sin not suitable for use against us. He broke sin's power over our lives, man. That gave death this power over our lives. He condemned that and set us free. Now I just said, for those who, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. but after the Spirit. Because the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. That's why the devil don't want you to come into the kingdom. Because see, if you come into the kingdom, there's no condemnation to those who are walking in the Spirit, to those in the kingdom. Now, then, religion, they condemn one another. Declare one another not suitable for use and speak all manner of evil against one another. In the kingdom, if you see your brother take it in the fall, you restore them in the spirit of meekness. In the kingdom, it's the love of God. And that love is shed abroad in all our hearts, boy, by the Holy Spirit. And boy, in the kingdom, man, you stand in the ministry of the kingdom, boy, you learn, you start growing. It's our responsibility to grow up in it then and start learning how to crawl and then how to walk, then how to talk, then how to live. And then how to be growing up, boy, in the secret place of the Most High God. That's what me and your Bible tell you, me and everybody know that scripture, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of the Lord, he's our refuge, he's our fortress, he's our God, he's our strength, he's our trust. Hey, baby, a thousand can fall at our right hand, 10 at our left, we ain't got to worry about nothing. He gives his angels charge over us. Maybe don't be afraid for the arrow there by night, the terror, the arrow, nothing. Hey, boy, in that place, you don't have to... In that place, what, in the kingdom of God, you don't have to worry about nothing. You don't even have to worry about dying. Death don't even stop it. Hallelujah. You think, man, when your physical body die, when our loved one die, that's the end of their life? No, that's just a transition, man. In the kingdom, man, you don't stop living. You just, man, leave out of this physical world into the spiritual world. You go back into the presence of the Most High God. Where he at now? He in heaven. And that's just for a season. And when it all said and done, remember I read to you in Revelation chapter 21, I saw the new Jerusalem. That's all of us who are going up to heaven. Listen, I don't ever want you to think you're going to go to heaven. I just say that ain't your final destination. We're all going to go to heaven. And when you die, that's where you go, to heaven. You don't cease to exist. You just make the transition. Your life ain't over with, man, on this earth, man. You're going into the presence of the Most High God. You're in the kingdom. You continuing, man, even after death, you continuing becoming, man, to that destination. What destination? Coming down to the earth and ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever and ever and ever. And the dwelling place of God is with us. Well, boy, my boy, heaven on earth in the presence of the Most High God. In that atmosphere and in that environment. Can you imagine being that kind of life? Well, that's the light that Jesus Christ come to bring. The Bible says in John chapter 10, the thief came and to steal, kill, and destroy. What? That life. But I have come, Jesus said, that you might have that life and that life more abundantly. Glory to God. That's the life that's in him. I ain't talking about religious life. I'm talking about kingdom life. Ruling and reigning in life. Finding the fulfillment of life. Coming to the knowledge of who we really are in life. Man. That's what God wants. You say, man, my people been starved for a lack of knowledge. But boy, in the last days, they're going to be filled with the knowledge of God's will. With all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So that we might know the truth and what is the hope of our calling. What you mean, man? To know, man, and walk in the reality of what it means to be mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. See, right now, we just coming to the knowledge of it, man. We don't even know how to walk like it and talk like it, man, or nothing like that. We're just born into a little bit of babies, really. When the time we ought to be, man, teachers of the Word of God, we still, man, being taught the Word of God. I'm talking about in the Western world. They don't know nothing about the kingdom of God. Most pastors out there, man, they're getting bold in my way. They don't know nothing about the kingdom of God. Man, when Jesus Christ comes and say, man, go into all the world and preach this message. When he sent the 10 disciples out, man, he told them, man, go preach this message. Why do you say this? He said, God, I know you got your own messages. And you mean well and everything else, but he said, go preach this message. What message? The kingdom of God and cast out devil and heal the sick. What he taught him, boy? The kingdom of God. What he said, man, is when he began his ministry, repent for the kingdom of God at hand. What he said in Matthew chapter 4, he said, come on, let's go to other places too. I got to go preach the kingdom of God there too, because that's where I was sent. And he went into all Galilee preaching the kingdom of God and healing all manner of sickness and disease. What was he preaching, man? The kingdom of God. What are you telling people, man, what I'm telling you? Glory to God. And all of the kingdom, what he was preaching about the kingdom of God, what the gospel about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, that's available to you right now. That's the gospel about it. He preached the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, but he preached the good news about it, a gospel about it. Well, it ain't the gospel about him. It's the gospel that this kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is available to you right now. The gospel about him is I'm the way into it. Don't just get preoccupied with the way and never enter into it. But I keep on saying God can fix it all and never man get nothing fixed. Live and die in the wilderness when all the time, man, the promised land is right there within your reach. All of the kingdom of heaven is at your hand, within your reach. All the healing that we ever going to need is within our reach. Not just physical, spiritually. If you go after spiritual, if we go more after spiritual healing, man, then we'll start seeing more physical healing manifest in our life. We even got preoccupied with the mean. We go more after the physical healing than we do the spiritual healing. And boy, if we grab a hold of the spiritual healing, then boy, it'll manifest itself in this physical body. See, listen, you can be physically healed, man, and still spiritually sick. Man, that don't do God no good. Hey, God, I told you, your job is the inside job. He's come, the Holy Spirit come in and go past your sickness and take up residence on the inside of your spirit. And then you start ministering healing, man, from your spirit to your soul, to your body. We got to get in our body first before we get in our soul and our spirit. That's backward. That's religion. I told you, man, we already healed. You just got to come to the knowledge of it and learn how to appropriate it in our life. Learn how to crawl in it. Learn how to walk in it. Learn how to goo-goo-goo, ga-ga-ga, da-da, but learn how to talk until you got to the place where you not only act like it, walk like it, talk like it, and guess what, you'd be living like it. That's a process. That's a way of life. And that ain't something that you just start. That's something that's a way of life. You continue in that. You continue growing in that and growing in your inheritance. Listen, as long as he's a living child, he's no different than the servant. Why? Because he under government too. He got to be trained up and built up. You know, a person that's an heir of $1 million and he's 2 years old, he can't go down there to the bank, man, and write no check. He don't even know how to. He can't even drive. He under government too all the time. All that he is, but man, you know, he just was a boy when he grew up. And when he can become of age. Well, he don't need no more too. Well, he can go down there, boy, himself. Take his ID himself, man. Hallelujah. That's what God wants. God wants us, man, to start off, man, as born again babies and grow up, man, to well, man, we don't need no tutors and governors. We can go past the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Not disrespect them and no longer need them, man. Give, always give an honor to whom honor is due. But, man, go all the way and grow up, man, and get your inheritance. Go get your own healing. Go get your own delivery. Go recover yourself from the snares of the devil. Go set the captives free. Go open spiritual blind eyes and unstop spiritual deaf ears and cause spiritual lame people to walk, man. And when they start, man, seeing spiritually and hearing spiritually and walking spiritually, then they'll start, man, living that, man, and manifesting it on the earth. Start in your spirit first. That's why Jesus say the kingdom that I'm talking about is available to you, your inheritance. Hey, where is it at? Where is it at? It's on the inside of you. It started in your spirit. It started in you coming to the knowledge of it. It started in you being born of it. How born of this incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word into your life. And not only being born in it, but designed to sincere milk of it. day after day after day. Why? So that you can grow thereby. Entire, one and nothing. Going from a little bitty baby man to sons of God. That's mature, man. That's grown-up sons who know who they are. And the Bible says, for this reason was the sons of God manifested. What? To destroy the works of the devil. That's why I'm on this radio broadcast. Destroy the works of the devil. What? Ignorance. Keeping you men in darkness and from the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. Some people, man, like, man, they don't know what I be saying. Some people say, I don't know what the people think, man. Some people might think, well, man, that might be a caller. So I don't know what you think. All I know is it's the gospel of the kingdom. It really don't matter what people think or their opinion about it, man. I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. I don't want to tell you what my government said. I don't tell you. Every time I come on this radio broadcast, I don't give you my opinion about nothing. I want to tell you, man, what the king said. If you go back and listen to the broadcast, man, I can listen to them, man. And if any of you would like any of them, man, we'd be more than happy to send them to you. It don't cost you nothing. And, boy, you need to hear this. Now, you don't just need to hear it one time. You need to hear it and hear it and hear it. You need to hear it all the days of your life. You need to, man, stay under the ministry, man, of God's word, the gospel of the kingdom. You need to be in constant fellowship, boy, with your Father in heaven. And boy, that's available to you. I told you you want a relationship. Listen, my time is about up on this radio broadcast. And, you know, I said that to say this, you know. My family and I, my wife, Gail, and I, our children, you know, and everything else. You know, even though, man, listen, we all face some problems, some giants in our land. But our greatest desire for your life, no matter what our life might be, no matter what we might be going through or you might be going through, well, I'll tell you what our original intent and greatest desire is. For all of our lives. And that's God's best for us. And God's best for us is, man, for us to come on into the kingdom of God under the shadow of the Almighty, into the presence of the Most High God, back to the Garden of Eden, man, and live our lives, man, from that place, in that environment, in that atmosphere, and grow up in the things of God. And, man, be those mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God that he sent. We are. When I say you a mighty man, I tell you, be Psalms 82. I think that's what I am. We say God stands in the congregation of the mighty. Hallelujah. And boy, get that word on the inside of you. That's our greatest desire, that boy, the word fall on good ground. So we pray, man, you know, for your God's best for your life. And we decree and declare that ain't no weapon formed against you will ever be the prophet. That you're the head, not the tail. That not only are you saved, but boy, I'm talking about because of the blood of the Lamb that's applied to your life, and you can take that right over the doorposts of your house and everybody in your house. So I declare that you and your family are blessed of God. There ain't no weapon formed against you. By his Christ, you are healed. By his grace and mercy, you are saved. By his love, you are redeemed and restored. All of you inherit the kingdom of God. Prepare for you. For the foundation of the world. We speak that. We decree it. And we declare that. And we say yes and amen. You know what amen means? And so shall it be. Hallelujah. That's what we speak into your life. We ask God to give us the nation. And we believe in this. Hey, listen, God bless you. As always, an honor and a pleasure to share with you. If you like any of our broadcasts or anything, we'll send it to you free, no charge or nothing. All you have to do is contact us. Our contact number is area code 713-870-3776. That's Dr. Gail LaBelle Ministry with Kingdom Life Fellowship. Hey, listen, we love you with the love of the Lord. Once again, 713-870-3776. God bless you.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 7-